Oh, my kinky little comrades, we meet again. You're listening to Blush Podcast with Kelly and Brandon. In today's episode, we'll be talking about Berlin Wick's debut novel, The Secrets We Hide. So go grab yourself an empty wine bottle, a mason jar, hell, even a Pringles can will work if you get creative enough, and get ready to stuff it deep with your innermost fantasies. The fantasy jar, you dirty little fuckers.
Brandon!
Owie! Yep, that's good. That's
good. Okay. Mm. I love it. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Yeah. Hey, welcome everybody. That's us being dolphins. Hooray. We're here with Brandon again.
Huh? But it doesn't make that noise. It just buzzes.
Yeah, toy dolphin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that later.
Yeah. So anyway, hello everybody. Here with Brandon again. Yay. Hi. And we're gonna talk about The Secrets We Hide by Berlin
mm-hmm.
Wick.
Mm-hmm.
And but before we do that, we're gonna talk about beverages. Brandon does not have a beverage.
I do. It's water. I have water.
She's got water. She's being a good girl. You're a good girl, Brandon.
Damn right I am. You're damn right I am.
Okay, so I have a beverage, and I didn't want to do wine. I love this brand. It's called Two Chicks. And I like to say to people, have you ever had two chicks? but they have so many different, like, cocktails in a can, and they're so good. And it's beautiful, too. It's really pretty.
Right. I don't think I've ever seen that here.
And I also was like, oh, like there's two dudes in this. So two chicks kind of. Mm. Anyway, this flavor that I have right now is vodka, honeydew, and lime. And it's a little bit like fizzy too, effervescent. Mm. So this says sparkling melon drop is what it is. But they have like a Paloma. They have a, what else do I have in there? Like vodka, strawberry, lemon, and basil. There's like a watermelon and and they have like a, they do a Paloma. They do a gin one too. I don't know. Like every flavor I've had. Oh, vodka, elderflower, and I don't remember what, cucumber or something. That's really good.
Hmm.
Everything that I've had of theirs, I'm just like, oh, it's so good. Mm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's super good. It tastes like vodka, honeydew, and lime, but it's like all the flavors are like melded perfectly. Like you just get a nice, like, it's not like one overpowering the other, but you can also pick up each of the flavors.
Yeah.
It's really good. I love these. Okay. Hmm. Anyway, so.
So without spoilers, The Secrets We Hide is about a couple, which is Jake and Elena. They've been married for a few years. And they have this fantasy jar type thing where different times you get to pull from the other person's fantasy jar and make that fantasy come true if it's something you both agree with. And so one of the things that Elena pulled from Jake's fantasy jar was he wanted to watch his wife. So not just watch his wife with anybody, but like originally it was, okay, we're going to go to a bar, going to flirt, you know, whatever. And that didn't quite go as planned. And so she ends up messing around with a guy named Chris that she met at this bar. And so things get a little hot and heavy pretty quickly. And then she is starting a job with a new client. Come to find out, this guy is the CEO of this big corporation. Billionaire romance. Two guys, one girl.
Mm-hmm.
Why choose? A whole thing. And
yeah.
It's a lot of fun, and the way
it is.
The story unfolds is a lot of fun. And there were quite a few twists and turns in there that I didn't expect, which was a lot of fun as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep going back and forth as to who I like more, Christian or Jake. And it's such a hard toss up, to be honest, because I like them both for different reasons.
Yeah, I like them both a lot too. And I really like how, did I say it was by Berlin Wick? I did, didn't I?
If you didn't,
I think.
You didn't
if
know.
I didn't, it's by Berlin Wick.
And the other thing, it's her debut novel in a 3-book series. And so, mm-hmm. like, she starts off hot and heavy. Like, you jump right in. And
it goes like, oh. right in. And I really like how, you know, like, his First of all, the idea of having a fantasy jar that you can like draw from is super cool. Like, I think that's awesome. And I really like how respectful they are in their relationship and in their marriage, you know?
Right.
And like, you would think, oh, this is my fantasy. I want to watch my wife. But then like I was thinking, oh, then it's not going to like pan out how he thought and, you know, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, he's totally into it.
Yeah.
And then she's feeling like weird when she starts working with Chris. But then like, when he finds out the dynamics, like he's into it too. Like, I just love that everything is just like, it's a cool, different way to approach it.
And it's not like, I don't want to make it sound like, oh, it just all falls into place, because it doesn't.
Right.
Like, Elena has a lot of, she struggles a lot with trying to figure out where that line is. And to be honest, I think when I look at it, it's like, I would too. Like, okay, he's okay with me doing this stuff as long as he's watching, but then he gives her free rein to do whatever, whenever, whether he's there or not.
Right.
But still, I would be like, okay, is this too far? Like, do I need to tell him ahead of time?
Right. Like, and I think that's cool too, that she like explores all that too. And like her, like Elena's like inner monologue thought processes are really good, where she goes into all of that, where it's like, well, is this something where, if it just happens to happen because we're working together, do I have to call him and tell him afterwards? Or like, you know, how does it all go out? And it's a good time. I like it.
What was your favorite spicy scene?
Oh, I think, and it wasn't necessarily the spiciest, but I thought it was really cool, is when they're on the work trip, Elena and Christian are on the work trip, and Jake calls.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she's like,
Christian, I don't remember how. You.
Yeah. Like, and then like the guys talk to each other, and then he's like, have me on like video while you guys do it.
Like, are we good? Yeah, we're good.
We're good. Okay,
turn
now,
the camera on.
Now turn the camera on. Yeah, that was a really cool scene.
Yeah.
I liked that a lot. And I liked how, like, I like how both of the guys are like secure enough to be like, yeah, we're good. Let's have a conversation.
There were times when Jake wasn't, though. Do you remember?
Right. Yeah. Like,
oh, you know, he's that tall. Okay. And he went through all the emotions, like envy.
He did all the stuff. Yeah.
Vulnerability. Yeah. And it was, I loved that, because it really showed all the flavors of,
all the different layers. And, but I did like, especially that scene where they like have their conversation. Then we're like, we're good. Yeah. Okay. Turn the camera on and let me watch. And then that like makes them feel a little bit more too, because now they're being like exhibitionists. And it was,
right.
I liked that scene a lot. What about you? What was your favorite?
That was probably my, definitely,
there's so many good ones.
There are so many good ones. I think that's probably my favorite, for the same concept of like, okay, well, this is our first time and now we're going to be watched. And obviously Jake was super into watching it. And that, or the one where towards the end.
Where he's like in the chair.
Yes.
Yeah. Where they like cuff him to the chair.
Yeah. I really liked that one too. Where it's like, oh, okay, we're kind of, Christian side is coming out more, and oh, we're going to torture Jake, and that's fun. Mm-hmm. I liked that. And yeah, I think it's kind of a toss up between the two. I like them. I like both scenes for different reasons. But can I just say, okay, so for the audiobook, Sean freaking masters. Sorry.
Wait, time out. So Brandon was the female. We got to explain. So the audiobook, Brandon was the female character, just so we know. And Sean Masters was
Christian and Jake.
He was both, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I had to think.
So Sean Masters was the two guys. And Brandon was Elena. And it's fabulous.
He did such a good freaking job. Mm-hmm. And like, I love watching his socials, because he's so much fun. Like, Berlin allowed us to do outtakes in this one. And this is the first audiobook I've ever done where an author has wanted the outtakes. So I had already finished recording mine when we decided to go that route. So it's just Sean's. But Sean is so freaking funny. And if you go to any of his socials, he's got some outtakes on there too. But at the very end of the book, there's a couple of outtakes, and they're so freaking funny. And from here on out, all the books that we do, they're going to have the outtakes from both narrators, which will be great.
Yeah.
He is just such a phenomenal narrator. Like, all the emotion, like, he just, he has taken off a lot in the last year too, mm-hmm. which obviously for very good reasons.
It's merited. But, yeah. He's so good at everything he does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And just so easy to work with. And I absolutely love getting to do more projects with him because he really is. Mm-hmm. He's phenomenal.
Okay.
My whole thing about the fantasy jar thing, which I think mm-hmm. is such a fun idea, mm-hmm. but let's talk about the level of trust it would take to actually put real things in there, because mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. So, and we've had discussions about our kinks and stuff before, but like for me, I have some that like people don't really know about mm-hmm. and I really have to trust you to ever even share that and to have that level of trust. I mean,
yeah. And to
that,
like,
that would take a lot.
Like how we talk about, like when we make people take the BDSM test, where it's like, you have to answer for yourself. Don't put it in the situation of like with your current
partner. I'm in a relationship with this person.
Yeah. And like, would they be into that or not? Like, no. And that's what I think with the fantasy jar too. Like I said, like, I like how their relationship was or is mm-hmm. whatever, because Elena and Jake, because they felt like confident enough to put their actual like full on like fantasies on here, like, which I thought was really cool. And they trust each other enough to like read it and be like, okay, like I'm not comfortable with that. Okay, that's cool, you know, or like, oh, okay, let's give it a go. Like, I think they're like, I mean, get a big word, reciprocity is really, really good. You know, it shows, like, I always harp on like communication being super important, and like you can't have a good relationship without a good foundation of communication, and this like highlights that for sure, you know.
Right
I really like
and
that.
I think that it's not having somebody that, I don't want to say it that way, but like with sex, I feel like there's a lot of shame that comes into play mm-hmm. For one reason or another, whether it's how you were raised or whatever, but there's shame, there's embarrassment, and I think it's really, really important, number one, that you know your partner isn't going to shame you for saying, oh, you know, I'd like to try this. And even if it's something you're not into, the way that you respond is going to make or break that trust.
Yes, because exactly.
If I don't want to be watched and I respond in a certain way where it's like, oh, I mean, that's going to make him have mm-hmm. like feel that shame or that guilt or whatever. And it's like,
feel
that,
like he shouldn't want that or think about it or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Right. And so it's like being able to be the partner on the other end, to be aware enough to make sure that you are responding in a way that's like, you know, I don't know that that's really for me. I can try it. But to not have those initial reactions of, you know, I think is so important when it comes to that level of honesty and trust and communication, because unfortunately, I think we all, a lot of relationships fail in that aspect. Mm-hmm. And for whatever it is, whether it's intentional or not, I think that if we were all just a little more open-minded and just kind of watched our own reactions, a lot of doors could open up and a lot mm-hmm. of fun could be had. But
yeah, I like that you're talking about watching your own reactions when, like, both of us, like, our faces say the thing. Even if we're like, oh, yeah, like, I'm not going to say anything, or I'll respond verbally, like, the way you should, and then you could see your face where you're like
but see, I think when it comes to sexual stuff, I'm very open to trying something, at least for like for me, I'd be like, okay, let me think on that. Like, I already know what face I would make. I'd be like, okay, let me just mm-hmm. think through that, and how would all these things work, and what kind of fun things would we need to make this work, and what about that's like, so my face would be like
stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my face would be like, okay, let me really think on what all do I need to make this happen? Mm-hmm. More so than, like, if it was like a two girls, one cup thing, I would probably be like, I'm not doing it. But
yeah,
I also know that partners I have, none of them have been into that, because I feel like I've asked that at some point.
Yeah, I feel like I tend to ask that kind of early on, too, because I'm like, I don't want this to be a surprise down the road after I'm like invested in
right. Like, let's talk about all of our, for me, and that's the weird thing about me, is like, I will give my partner every awful thing about me on a silver platter early on and be like, okay, this is why I'm a shitty person. I laugh at when there are videos of kids getting knocked down by a dog from America's Funniest Home Videos. And I'm going to hell for 20 different reasons because of that. And I also laugh at this and this and this. And like, these are mistakes I've made in my life. And this is, you know, I give that to people early on because I never want it to be like 3 years down the road and be like, well, I don't like you because of this.
You don't want to have them get like invested, whatever, and then be like, oh, this is something that we're fundamentally like not.
Yeah, it's a deal breaker.
Yeah, I put my crazy right out there also.
Same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that's really important. And not everybody knows themselves well enough to really say that about like sexual experiences.
Yeah.
Which that takes some, again, trust and willingness to open up and being vulnerable. And I think that's really hard for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I do know. I know narrating it can be really, I know a lot of people don't like narrating sex scenes. And I didn't in the beginning. And now I'm just like, I dive in head first. And I'm like, fuck let's fucking go.
You do a great job. You make all those sounds. Like it's like.
I make all the noises.
You do make all the noises. And it's not like. she makes all the sexy noises.
I don't make those noises.
Do it while you're in a sex scene next time narrating. And it's like a moan. And then you're like.
Or make all the like slurping like that.
Yeah.
My career is going to hell.
Like I took him into my mouth.
It would be funny if somebody let me do that. I think it'd be funny as fuck, but I don't know that they'd want me to.
Yeah, exactly. Like that'd make it more like silly instead of like.
Right.
Yeah. It's like the Batman auditions video, which I want to repost that and be like, where are my videos at, bruh? Like nobody has sent me a little, maybe nobody has a Batman mask. I don't know. Just pretend, just be like this.
I feel like, okay, I was thinking about this. I feel like we should talk to some of our friends, a few of our guy friends that we know will pull it off and just be like, okay, we clearly need to put out some samples for people to be like, okay, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And just put them out there and be like, this is what we're asking for, people. Send your shit in.
Yeah, I know. I'd be like, I want to see some. And yeah, I don't care if you do this and go, good girl.
Stop. Honestly, like, stupid.
I want people to be creative with their Batman masks, you know?
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't be shy, people. Just where you send at, us people? Your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, send us your stuff. And we listen and we don't judge. No, that's bullshit. We're going to judge your judge good you. Girl.
I'll tell you if you need to work on it or if you're good to go with your good girls.
And we'll be nice about it. We'll be like, okay, so here's our advice. I would suggest gargling with some like glass for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Spit it out and then run your good girl.
Mm-hmm. Or like Hell's interview with me. We talked about that too, how she gets a lovely gravelly voice after she does some deep throating.
Yeah. Because it causes that like post nasal like, and it gets all that stuff like, running. It. Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. So go do some deep throating. Put on a Batman mask.
And if you don't have anything to deep throat, do what we told EM to do, where you just take like a thing of pens or take a wine bottle. Fuck, take your chloroseptic spray and just shove it back there and just like go at it for a minute. You'll be good to go.
Mm-hmm. Do that.
The only thing with this is like every time I did that, it was like again? Squirt it. Like go like this.
It squirted and every time. Back, oh,
it Brandon, would squirt every time. Like it would just. It would hit the back of your throat and just be like. You're welcome.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it.
But we should get a couple of our guy friends.
Yeah, we should.
Not that. Not squirt in the back of my throat, but like to Jesus Christ. I'm gonna stop. Okay. Yeah.
We'll get a hold of our dudes. Tell them to do this to do samples.
That still sounds awful.
I know. Give us some samples, you guys. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Okay, back to the book shit. Yeah, like the fun thing about, so when we were doing the casting for Berlin's book for the first one, it was really fun because we got to be kind of creative and she wanted to hear very particular lines to make sure it really hit right. And one of them was that, now turn the camera on, that whole scene that was so much awesome. Fun. She's a great, number one, she's a great author, but she's mm-hmm. also a lot of fun to work with. Because like I said, she wanted to do the blooper reels. I didn't have to talk her into it. She just wanted to do it. I'm like
she was like, can we do the bloopers, please? Yeah, like, I love that, too. And I think that's my favorite, like, with movies and stuff, too, with the more serious subject matter. And then they throw in the bloopers. And I, like, I really like that a lot.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm. I think it just adds so much to be like, oh, this is what happens behind the scenes. And it's funny. And mm-hmm. it's not all just, like, sexy just like, all the time. Wow. So, yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah.
I'm excited for really her cool next too. Books to come out.
Yeah. I am, too. What's the next one? The Promises We Break?
Yep. Yeah. And then The Games That We Play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. All three of those books are really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah. So yeah, if you guys haven't read them, the paperbacks, first and second, are already available. The third one is coming out soon. The audiobooks, the first one is out. The second one is currently being recorded. The third one will be getting recorded this summer, late summer. So they're coming out quick. That's what she said.
Yay!
Okay, the first one was what? Sean Masters. The second one is with Grayson Owens.
Grayson Owens.
Phenomenal narrator. Uh-huh. And then the third one is with Sean Masters again.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Yeah. And that second one is that one's. Yeah. I like that one, too. They're all good.
Ember and Hudson are just like.
I love Ember.
Mm-hmm. She's fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's been a lot of fun. There it goes. It's yelling at me.
That's
fun. And it does
fun.
A pretty little thing. Right?
I thought it was going to like make actual noise. Like drink your water. Rah.
It can. I can do that. I can get it to change the colors. It can make noise. I try to not do that because I'm usually in here recording.
Yeah.
But it does the color, and then I can get it to do like the goat yell or all kind. I can have it do whatever I want it to do. I can have you record something and put it on there.
Oh my God! Please, can I please?
Send me the clip that you want, and I will get it added on there.
Okay. You know, as you said, the goat yell, like from Thor. You know those goats who pull the boat, the like, those like crazy goats. That's really funny. I love it.
That made me think of the Taylor Swift song.
I don't know anything about Taylor Swift. I'm probably the only person.
Like, they made fun of the song where it's like, and I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. And then the goat would be like, ah!
Yeah, I don't know that song. I know like Shake It Off. That's all I know.
I know because they played that video so many times with the damn goats that I was like, I couldn't get away from it. It was really funny.
And then I don't even know what it's called, but it's like, hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that. I only know that part of the song because of all the TikToks that had it.
Yeah.
But like, otherwise, I'm like.
What was it? Way back when Nirvana, what was it? Which song? Oh, my God. And they would put a sheep sound there.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That one. And they did the sheep sound, and that just, I always think of Taylor Swift and Nirvana simultaneously like together now together. Because of that.
That's really funny. I think I do a lot of like Muppets references because I fucking love the Muppets. And like when they would like bastardized songs, it was, or like the chickens, like Camille and her chickens, they did Forget You, the Skilo song, and it's all just them going like
My favorite Muppet, this is another thing nobody knows, back in the day, my two
Who's your favorite
Muppets
mm-hmm.
Kermit, Big Bird was I loved Big Bird, and my favorite color was yellow, and like Big Bird was just my favorite when I was little, and that was like before Emil became a thing and everything. Mm-hmm. But it was Big Bird was my favorite of all time.
I love it. I liked Elmo in high school. Like I had an Elmo blanket. Yes. I still have a stuffed Elmo that like
that's
I've
when
had
Elmo
since
got really
I was little.
Big.
That's when Elmo got big. Yeah, but Elmo's the been Tickle around
Me
for
Elmo.
Like ever.
Did you have a Tickle Me Elmo?
No, because they creeped me the fuck out. I had just a regular Elmo. Like,
did you ever have a Furby?
No, I hated those too.
Oh my God. Okay. Here's my thing. I had a Tickle
Me
Elmo.
I
want to
tell you
those.
my favorite
okay,
Muppets.
Okay. Okay.
Because, okay, I do love Elmo, but all time favorite Muppets. It's probably not a big surprise. I have three of them. The Swedish Chef. He fucking cracks me up. birdie, 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 birdie. The chickie in the biscuit. It like he cracked me up. And he always just like throws shit everywhere. And Pepe the shrimp. I love him.
That's been a minute.
Yeah. And like, especially because my friends and I in college, we used to watch Muppets from Space all the time.
Oh my gosh.
And Pepe has some of the world's best lines in that movie. And like, he's like, to the beach, okay? And like, a couple of doctors standing in the hallway. And he also, it was a TV Muppet Christmas movie, a Very Merry Muppet Christmas that's the one that had like Joan Cusack and Whoopi Goldberg and, Benjamin Arquette.
I've seen it. It's just not the same one. Yeah.
And, or David Arquette. And so anyway, there's a line in that where Pepe says, I like my coffee like I like my women, a latte.
Oh, I don't even remember that line.
It cracks me up. I love how they always have like adult lines.
Adult jokes.
Muppets from Space, there's a scene in the very beginning where everybody's like around in the living room and Kermit's walking around the background and he goes, I wish I could find my pants. Like, it's so weird.
I'm gonna have to rewatch that now.
Yeah. So anyway, so I love Swedish Chef and Pepe, and then this one, he's not as well known, but Uncle Deadly. I love Uncle Deadly. He's from the original Muppet Show back in like the 70s and 80s.
Way back.
Yeah. But he was in, you know, the Muppets with Jason Segel and Amy Adams.
Yeah.
He's in that one. He's with Chris Cooper. He's one of Chris Cooper's henchmen.
I know what I'm doing with the rest of my day. I'm going to watch all the Muppet movies because it's been such a long time.
I watch them all the time. So Uncle Deadly, they made him specifically for when Vincent Price was a guest on the show. And they made him to like hang out. He has a really cool scene with Vincent Price. But he's like, he looks like this little like demon and he's blue and just blah. And he's great. I love him. He's so funny. He's like a Vincent Price demon Muppet. I love it. He's great. Obviously. I mean, those choices make sense for me.
Yeah.
And everyone's always like, oh, the Count. And I'm like, I do like the Count, but he's not creepy enough.
Yeah.
One bat sheet.
See, I liked him, but not. Okay. I liked him because as a little kid, I was into darker stuff and I was always like, oh, okay, this is, and like the voice, and I always had like the thunder and lightning and stuff.
Yeah, I liked that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, but like, yeah, he just wasn't dark enough for me as a kid.
That's why
I sound so messed up.
Check out Uncle Deadly. He's the best. I love him.
I'm going to have to watch and
Okay.
I was going to tell you about like the Tickle Me Elmo and the Furby thing.
Oh, yeah.
I had a Tickle Me Elmo. I loved that thing. It was great. It was funny. Furbies are like the little spawns of hell because
they're
like
awful.
Well, so do you remember? Okay. When I was little, I wasn't supposed to watch it, but I watched it. Gremlins.
Oh, yeah. And I fucking love
it. It reminds me. Oh, God. That movie caused me so many fucking nightmares as a little kid. Like to this day, I'm just like, I don't really want to watch it. But like the Furbies, Gizmo reminds me of a Furby.
Yes, except Gizmo's fucking cute.
Gizmo is cute. But like the Furbies would just go, like here I am in high school and middle school. Those things would just start going off in the middle of the night. I'm like, what is this bullshit?
It's like Teddy Ruxpin. You remember Teddy Ruxpin? He was fucking creepy too.
I never had one.
I didn't either because I thought it was creepy.
Really?
Yeah.
None of my friends had one either though. So I didn't have.
Because they were expensive and hard to find. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought like Furbies were trying to be Popples, but creepier. You remember Popples?
I used to have Popples.
I loved Popples. Oh
yeah. Yeah.
Those were great.
Did you ever have a, oh God. And I have one in the other room. It's, it wasn't a Popple. It was a, you turn it. It was like, and the little eyes would light. It was super cute. Oh my God. I'm going to have to find it.
Can you do it again? Do that again, please.
You turn it and it's like, but it was the cutest damn thing. Oh my God, what was it called? This is gonna drive me nuts. I will text it to you. I'll go find my damn thing.
Yeah. But I bet I'll probably know what you're talking about. Okay. To Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
Which is kind of like Put a Finger Down. But yeah, I'm gonna do it with you now.
Yeah, you are. Do you want me to make, hold on, I've got red sticky or pop pink sticky notes and green, and I can say I have not or I have.
Oh, okay.
Do you want that?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't have sticky notes. Okay.
Okay. All right. I have my stickies ready to go.
Okay.
Are they backwards for you?
Nope. Okay. All right. Let's delve down in here.
That's how I like it.
Yeah. These are like, they're like, okay, so if you have, that's when you take a drink, right? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. That's how it is, right? Or if it's, if you haven't.
You can do it either way.
How did you want to, which way should we do it?
If you have, take a drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is just funny because I know like the answers.
I know, right? Okay.
Yeah. never have I ever made out with someone in a public place.
I have. Like, how do you not?
That's my drink. Yeah, I know. Oh, this is vodka, elderflower, and pear.
Mmm.
So good.
That one sounds good.
These are great, like, summertime, like, by the pool beverages, you know? Ah, never have I ever had a passionate kiss in the rain.
I have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thunderstorm, the whole mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Never have I ever flirted with someone to get what I wanted.
100%. I have.
My favorite example is I was in college. My sister was in high school. We were on a family trip in, it was either Montana or Wyoming. I don't remember which one. And we're at the like resort, like they have like a little village area. And there was an ice cream shop and the dude, the dude serving, huh?
Had a goofy head on. I'm not going to get past that. I'm sorry.
In the I didn't clown say house. I liked Goofy. Goofy was creepy.
I know, but EM just ran with it and it was so damn
I
funny.
Know, it was so good. I still love his like, I'm Goofy.
He's so much fun.
Yeah. Oh, so anyway, we're out west. I was like 22, probably. My sister was 16. And there was a dude, like a college guy, doing the ice cream thing. And we were just wandering around, but we weren't with our family. So we hadn't brought any of our extra money with any money ourselves, you know, mm-hmm. because we were there on a family trip. So, you know, but yeah. We happened to be away from the rest of the family. And she's like, man, ice cream sounds really good. And I'm like, let me teach you something. We're going to get some free ice cream.
That's funny.
And 100%. Did.
Yep.
And yep. And she's like, oh my God, my life has changed.
Yep. See, I didn't have a little sister to teach that shit to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also taught my little brother how to dance, like pairs dancing.
That's so cool.
And I mean, he was like, how old would he have been? Like 14, 13 or 14.
That's such a good age.
It's a good age. And then like he got in high school and he was like, I'm the only guy who knows how to dance.
Yep.
And he's like, I am a stud.
Honestly. Okay, guys. Yeah. Fellas, let's have a heart to heart for a minute. I don't care if you think you're going to get picked on or if somebody's going to think something about you for learning how to dance. Learn how to dance because we like it. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but we equate your ability to move on the dance floor with your ability to move in the bedroom.
In the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. So even if you're like self-conscious, if you're going to be a wallflower and not do anything, okay, that I'm going to lose interest. If you're like, you know what, fuck it, let's just go. And it's still fun. I don't care how dumb you look. I mean, you could be doing this shit. I don't care.
You could be looking like Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yes. Yeah. Or the guy, God, I forgot the character's name, on Hitch where he's doing all the weird shit like.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That I don't care because it's fun. And if you're fun, that's more important than sitting against the wall and trying to look cool because you don't look cool. You look stupid.
Yeah. And be like, I'm not good at dance.
Yeah. Mm. No offense to our friends that were in New Orleans that refused to dance, but you know who you are. You know who you are. Love you, but you know who you are.
Uh-huh.
Or even just like the little side to side shuffle. I don't care.
At least you do something.
Mm-hmm. Get your ass out on a dance floor. If you don't know how to, have one of your friends show you. Have a girlfriend, have a, not, maybe not a girlfriend, have a girl friend.
Friend.
Or a friend, a sister, who is a or girl. A cousin. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have us teach you some shit and go forth into the world, because I'm going to tell you right now, that shit works. There you go. You want to know how to get in with a female? There you go.
There you go.
Do it. And like, if it's a slow song, take that opportunity. I don't care how stupid you think you look. We don't think that. We're more like, oh my gosh, he's actually like, that's going to win. Yeah. Just do it. Just shut your face and do it. The end.
Yep. Okay. Never have I ever had sex with someone I didn't find attractive. That's an interesting one.
Does it count if I don't find them attractive now?
Yeah, well, then I would totally, I would guzzle this then.
Okay, so they were cute. Okay, so my first, cute back then. Second, cute back then.
Oh, cute back then, but not now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, my first boyfriend, he still looks good. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Penny gives me such shit for Henry Cavill because, like, she loves him, like, everybody. But I'm like, he only does it for me as Geralt.
Honestly. Okay. I never understood the Henry Cavill thing until Cole got me started on The Witcher. And then I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And his growly voice and how he says, fuck. And just everything. How he says everything. Just
the way he played that character was just like, perfect. Okay, I see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, he looks so good with that long hair and shit. And I'm just, and that, like, the costuming, like those leather pants. Yeah. But then, like,
tell me more, Kelly.
Yeah. I told you. But him any other time, like, he's a very sweet guy. I love that he's super nerdy, all that stuff. But it just doesn't do it for me at all.
Yeah. You know, though, it's because he's so, like, clean cut and such a, like, the good guy type that I feel like if he were to be a little more morally gray,
yeah,
that would do it for you.
And that's honestly why I like Geralt, you know, because he is.
That's what I mean. Like, if his personality was more morally gray and a little more edgy and not so clean cut, I feel like that would make a huge difference. I don't know that it's so much his looks as it is just.
Yeah.
Prince Charming versus...
Because he is like Prince Charming, you know, and he's so sweet. Like, he actually, I think they might be married now, but his girlfriend and or wife, I think they are. They're really cute together and stuff. Yeah. Like, he's very sweet. But yeah, I'm just like, meh. Anyway, never have I ever had sex with someone I didn't find attractive. I think this is an interesting question because once you get to know somebody, they become more attractive to you.
Right. Right.
So there might have been somebody who
I've never had a one night stand or anything, so I don't.
Oh, you haven't? Oh.
Girl, I one hand. I can count them on one hand.
I know. Yeah, me also.
I'm not.
I feel like it might be somebody that maybe not necessarily unattractive, but like didn't really do a whole ton for me. And then after I got to know them, then I was like, oh, you're more attractive, you know? But as a general rule, I'm like, if you're not attractive, I'm not wasting my time with you. But
see, and for me, it's
that makes me sound so shitty.
No, but like, because
attractive to me, you know,
right. Yeah. And like, to me, it's like, I don't just like, I have to have like, there's got to be like an emotional, psychological type connection, and that is going to amplify anything. So if I don't have that with somebody, I'm not gonna do that anyways. So,
right. You have a, oh God, what is it? Whatever term it is where you have to have the emotional connection to someone.
I just saw this the other day and I was like, yep, that's me.
Yeah.
Oh God, a demisexual,
I think. Yeah. Where you have to have the emotional connection. And like, I've definitely, that makes it better, but I definitely don't have to have that.
So I wonder what it would be like if I didn't have that. Like, I'm curious if it was just like.
Yeah, I also, I guess I can do both. Like, with the emotions, it's way better. But I definitely would be like, meh, I just want to bang you. And then that's it.
Yep. Okay.
Let's find another question. Uh, Oh, never have I ever kissed someone I wasn't dating to make someone else jealous. Who?
Hold on, read that one more time.
Never have I ever kissed someone I wasn't dating to make someone else jealous.
Oh,
I totally not, have.
I don't know that it was.
So I'm sure I've done this more than once. Okay. Never have I ever had a hookup with someone I met on a dating app.
I have not.
I have.
I've never been on a dating app. Those things scare me.
They are like, I don't like it. Yeah, it was a good hookup though.
I mean, honestly, I've just never like, have because like I've.
You've never been in the situation to like, and it's weird. And like, I don't like it. Everybody, it's just like a big like time suck where I just sit there and scroll through everybody. And I'm like, I hate everyone.
Honestly, and it's like I get the feeling that what they put out there, the majority of it isn't even real. So
right, exactly. And like, I'm just like, I don't.
I think if I were to make a dating profile, I would put like the absolute worst. It'd be a picture of me like doing this where my face looks like a freaking thumb. Or like Honey Boo Boo's mom. I don't remember her name, but that one. That way it's like, if they did connect with me, it would be one, because my sense of humor or my personality. Mm-hmm. And two, I prefer to be the type that's like, I will under promise and over deliver. And I feel like, okay, so if I look like that in my picture, but then I show up looking like this, it'd be like,
agree. Like the under promise over deliver, that applies to like a lot of things. Okay. Let's do one more.
Okay. With your tongue hanging out of your mouth.
Uh-huh. Okay. Never have I ever had sex in a room with other people present.
We all know that answer. I have.
Would you like to expand on that story?
I mean, I have a few. So I can.
Do one.
So there was this one time. I don't know if this counts, but I'll use it. Where we were pretty hot and heavy and someone walked in, and rather than being like, oh, this is what's going on, let me leave. No, they proceeded to go to their side of their room, just left the lights off, knowing damn well what we were doing, and just proceeded to get on their fucking phone. Like,
yeah.
And just like play video games on their fucking phone. And it was weird as fuck.
That's super weird.
Yeah. Like, why would you not leave the room?
Like, yeah, I was gonna say, like, I feel like in college, like, that happens a lot where like the roommate walks in or something, but then they're like,
oh. Yeah.
I actually, as you were telling that story, I was like, oh, maybe I have more than one story as well. But yeah, I'll do this one. So there is this dude, he and I would like hook up. Like, he went to a different college, and so like whenever we were like around each other and we weren't seeing anybody, we would hook up. And so he had a party, and so I went, obviously, and I was like, it's his party, so he kind of had to like make sure people were leaving and stuff, but I was like, I'm ready to like pass out. And he's like, well, obviously you can sleep in my bed, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I go in there, and my friend was in there because her boyfriend is his brother. And he wasn't there. I don't remember why he wasn't, but she was sleeping in his bed because she was just like, I have like status or whatever. And I was like, oh, hey. And she's like, are you sure he's going to let you sleep in here? And I was like, yeah.
What?
I mean, because, well, nobody knew that we would like hook up all the time.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. And then he comes to bed and he's like, I don't care. And I was like, man, I don't care either then.
There's something we said like, when it's like that and it's just like have to have you type of a thing. That's kind of hot.
Right. And then I was also like, that's kind of funny where she's like, is he going to let you sleep in his right. bed? And then I was like, yeah, girl, he is. It was pretty funny. So
be like this bitch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So let's wrap it up. So this book, The Secrets We Hide, Berlin Wick. Fabulous.
So
it's a good book. The audio was really good. Listen to Brandon make some sex noises.
That, you know, that's the biggest feedback I got was like, oh, I feel like I got to know Brandon a whole lot more than I already do.
You do a really good job.
I don't feel like, if I'm being honest, I don't think my sounds in an audiobook are that much different than my sounds in real life.
Yeah, I think your sounds sound great.
Now I'm like, wait a minute.
It's how I would imagine you in real life.
I bet it is. yeah, no, I'm gonna have to think about that. Mm-hmm. But no, I feel like I'm probably a little more higher pitched when I'm mm-hmm. narrating. Not, but like, as she's getting closer, right. I don't think I'm that high pitched when I mm-hmm. really do. I think I stay in this register, but who knows? I don't know. I don't pay
attention. I get a little high pitched sometimes. It depends on the quality.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And which type of orgasm it is. Because yes. there's more than one. Guys. Yes. There's more than one type of orgasm that we can have. And if you can nail a few of them simultaneously, or even just one after another, golden ticket. Mm-hmm. But if you can't, go do some research. Go online right now. Go now. This is your ticket. Go do your research. If you don't know, write to us. Email us. We will get a full diagram out and mm-hmm. talk you through the entire process. You're yes. welcome. And send Batman sounds.
Yes. Batman sounds, please.
Colin Kelly.
Yeah, like in American Pie where they have that book.
I forgot all about that.
He's like, hold on a minute, and there's like a diagram and everything.
Oh my god. That's another movie I'm gonna have to rewatch because it's been forever.
I haven't watched that in forever.
Yeah.
Okay, so Berlin Wick. It's awesome. That book is great. She's great.
Of
her books are really good. So then the next one that we're recording is with Lo Gold. She's an author we're interviewing, and her book is called Devil in Disguise. Okay. All right. So next time we're going to be with Lo Gold talking about Devil in Disguise. It's going to be super cool. All right. Well, okay. Let's peace out, I guess.
We'll
pretend cheers.
Yay. He's gone.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye, babe. Bye, guys.
Love you.
Love you.